We started the week with the wash-up from a controversial NRL Grand Final, and who better to try and make sense of it all than...
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
The voice of Rugby League, Ray Warren.
It was just absolute chaos and mayhem, but I feel for the referee and I feel for the game.
Though for Mick, the real controversy of the day was...
Where was Darryl Braithwaite's horses?
Oh. They cut Darryl out. They're trying to pay the wages of Phil Goulden.
Oh, right.
But the funny part about it is he almost got trampled to death as he left the field. Footballers coming out onto the ground.
The Triple M hot air balloon had an emergency landing at Flemington Racecourse.
Ordinarily be a crisis, but when that balloon constitutes every bit of publicity that this network is prepared to pay for, You know you're in stride.
Did it come down on purpose?
Shut
is
down.
What I want to know.
Aussie UFC fighter Callan Potter entered the cage at Marvel Stadium to the sounds of Up There Kazali and finished up on top.
Pulled up not too bad.
Not too bad?
Yeah, maybe 20% from the fight and 80% from the celebrations, I reckon.
Is it too late for me if I decide, do you know what, I'm sick of radio, I might take up UFC.
Mick, you are there, mate. You come
I'm
to
there.
The next lightweight champion.
I can't.
What are you going to treat me like those sumos? You start whacking them with sticks as they walk around the room.
Denise Scott had a rather revealing journey on her way into the show on public transport.
This chap opposite me looks at me and then says, oh, when are you going to be on? Have you been paying attention? Next, oh, love you. Suddenly it goes really, really awkward. I look down. All the top buttons have popped open on my shirt.
And oh, you flashed your...
By the time I realised there were three buttons undone, he got off at the next stop, and I'm sure he didn't have to. He just...
So he's paid you a compliment.
You popped
your top.
And if that wasn't traumatic enough for her, Jane then opened the sealed section of the New Weekly.
Tear it open. Look, Justin Bieber, completely naked.
And it's quite substantial.
Yes.
But it's a shocking sight.
Let's just turn over the page to... When I think of Frenchmen, I don't want to see Gerard Depardieu.
It looks damaged.
What do you mean?
There's something gone wrong.
It's his passport photo. Forget paying your taxes, mate. Pop some pants on.
We opened up the...
How dare you?
...file again.
The King of Sweden strips 5 grandchildren of royal status.
How dare you?
The cost of the monarchy on taxpayers has been under scrutiny in Sweden. They have to live like normal people.
I'm having my Lance Corporal stripe taken off me at cadet camp.
That is terrible.
You steal a couple of snack packs from someone's good cheer.
Boom, all your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
Steve, what's your how dare you moment?
So about 6 months ago, I was using a veggie slicer.
Yes.
Very dangerous. Sliced about 10 mil of my thumb off. Took it into the hospital. A nurse took my digit from me. A surgeon came out to have a look, and he came back and told me that she had thrown it in the bin and they couldn't find it.
How dare you?
Where's your thumb? And where'd it go?
Steve.
I don't know.
Australia's 2-time Miss Nude World Champion announced her retirement.
Isabel Del Torre. Says there's only so much you can throw yourself around on stage. The injuries take longer to heal.
What injuries?
And it just hurts.
It's trying to work out. What does Miss Nude Australia injuries entail?
This is why you'll...
Well, I'll never be a stripper.
We all played Guess Jane's middle name.
Claire.
Leanne.
Caroline. Has your sister got Jackie?
Like middle name.
Clarabelle.
Well, this is really scintillating radio.
It's an L. I know it's an L.
Leanne.
Yeah, that's it. Jane Leanne Kennedy.
Thankfully, to pick things back up, actor, comedian and fan of stats, Dylan Moran joined us.
So you've been a stand-up since 92.
Can I just say, you love dates in here. I'm talking about how long ago things started. It's really depressing. Can you cut this shit out right now?
What would you like to talk about?
Come on a second. Do you want me to talk about when you were born?
Is that a follow-up question?
No.
So you interrupted me.
You keep talking about how old I am. Everything started. Comedy 385 years ago.
Okay, best we move on to Wednesday. And there was a birthday in Dave's house.
2 teenagers in the family now. So my son turned 13.
So that's it?
Yeah, no more kids.
You still in the hunt?
What do you mean? It could still happen.
Haven't had the snip, Dave?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
No.
There'll be some government law to say you're not allowed to encourage
we'll do them illegally.
Thing.
One backyard snip here at Triple M.
Rob Sitch dropped by.
What a week you've had on Kenny Malou.
I love Braps Warren.
And when he rang and goes, hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mick, and hello, Jane.
I got goosebumps when he called me by my name.
And that was like when I did the Celebrity Grand Prix. Darryl Easley.
Big Darryl Easley.
And he's going, oh, here he comes, Rob Stitch. And Eddie McGuire, I think, is off to the side. It's Stitch. There he is, Stitchy.
Meanwhile, in the animal kingdom,
a male cat has been left needing a glucose drip after it mated with at least five females in one night. Jeez. When he was let out of his cage by a pet hotel, then he was just whacked. He was exhausted. That's he had no energy left, so they had to give him the drip.
We've all ended up on the drip, haven't we, after a big night out. In the feline world, that's called speed dating.
But the week's hot topic?
People who don't keep their bets, Mick Malloy.
Referring to the choll haircut that Mick said he would get if Richmond won the grand final.
Mick, you have no credibility when it comes to bets. So in the future, if I was you, don't make any that you can't.
That's fighting words, Mark.
But Mick is finally committed to a troll cut date.
I'm going
to
do it.
When are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it for the first episode of Front Page.
All right.
And it'll be a big reveal if anyone remembers.
You can talk the talk, but you can't walk.
Ooh, it's on.
I'm a man of my word.
I hope so.